Ja witam się z wami. 7:39. Mam już gościa tutaj. Czekał na mnie cierpliwie bardzo. Hello, how are you doing?
Oh, can you hear
Yes.
me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. So today I
Thank you
have
for having
very
me.
excuse me.
I said thank you for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. I very appreciate it. I'm super happy to welcome my today guest, Hugh Welshman, who is director, producer, writer, born in Berkshire, right?
Berkshire, yeah. Oh,
Berkshire,
yeah, I was actually Ascot, near the racetrack.
England. And he's very well known for Loving Vincent, which is my absolutely favorite one, and new is The Peasants, new production. Thank you so very much for accepting my invitation. It's great to have you here. So please let me explain my listeners, because we are running Polish radio show, so I will tell them who you are in two words, okay? Więc dzisiaj moim gościem jest Hugh Welshman, który jest reżyserem, producentem, pisarzem. Urodził się w Wielkiej Brytanii, w Anglii. No i znamy go z Loving Vincent, Mój Vincent, Twój Vincent i Chłopów oczywiście. Dlatego jestem bardzo tutaj podekscytowana tą dzisiejszą rozmową. So, congratulations. The film is already a great success and 1.5 million viewers in Poland. It's big thing,
Nearly
right?
1.7 million now.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it keeps going. It's still in the cinemas. It's been amazing. We've had so much support, like in Poland, particularly from like a young audience, which was a big surprise for us. So, a lot of early 20s, late teens. And I don't know if you know, but they're actually like on TikTok and Instagram, there are dance offs using our track with Kaya from the end credits. So yeah, there's been a lot of enthusiasm for the film in Poland, and we're very grateful for the support that we've had. It's been amazing.
Yeah, but it's not only Poland, actually. The Peasants, they delighted people around the world, so it's not something very unique for Poland only. The movie is submitted for six categories already, right? It's the best.
It's submitted for more categories, but those are the main categories that we're going for. Yeah, we had like a wonderful premiere in Toronto Film Festival that really started everything off, because before that we'd only like sold half the territories in the world, but because of the audience reaction in Toronto, which was very well supported by the local Polish community, which was amazing as well. We got sales for the whole world
Yeah.
because of reviews, and because of the fact that, we had people queuing around the block in Toronto to see the second and the third screenings because of what people were writing about it after seeing it for the first time. And again, we had a really fantastic premiere in Los Angeles, and also in Hampton Film Festival. So far we've had some good screenings, and it's actually on for a 1 week run, which is a qualifying run in New York. Unfortunately, it hasn't made it to Chicago yet,
Oh,
which we're looking
yes.
forward to. Well, Chicago was our second best city after New York for Loving Vincent. We feel very home at home there. We've always had a great reception in Chicago. So we're really excited to be able to bring the film to Chicago. And also, I think probably it'll be the first city where we do the film with live orchestra as well, because in Poland, and I think will happen in the rest of the world when we release it there, we've been having these sellout concerts of people coming to the music, because the
Yes.
music has got its own life of its own.
Yeah, the music is absolutely stunning, and you got this is not nomination already, but you are submitted for the award for the music as well, for music and in entire piece, but as well for the Kwiat Jabłoni, this beautiful song which we love so very much, right? So I watched the part of the symphonies during the festival in Warsaw a few weeks ago, and I'm a big fan of Maria Pomianowska, who is playing in your orchestra as well. So it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't just playing in the orchestra. She was on the soundtrack. And,
yes,
you know, it was wonderful to have, you know, Polish musician of such stature,
yeah,
playing on traditional instruments for us. So it gave, you know, it was really good for all the other, for the composer Luke and for all the other musicians as well to have her on board, you know, because she's just been shining a torch for Polish folk music for so many years. And it's great for her to be involved.
That's wonderful, absolutely. And these people from the top of the music, like Kaja and Kwiat Jabłoni, they make it more familiar and friendly for people, I believe so. So I, you choose the Peasants it wasn't probably not only because of your wonderful wife, Dorota, who is Polish, I believe so. It was her main idea, or she
of course, yeah. So, you know, my wife, DK, Dorota, it was her idea to do Loving Vincent. And when I met her, she was already doing it as a short film, and I wanted to make it into a feature film. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, she came up with a brilliant idea, for us, which was the Peasants. But she was worried that the Peasants was too Polish and that no one would be interested outside of Poland. So, you know, she loved the story. She really like engaged with the, you know, the plight of Wagner, and wanted us to really make her the central story in the film. She gave me the book, the English version, obviously, because unfortunately I can't speak Polish. That's a little beyond my means. I started learning it at 42 and haven't got very far so far, but you know. So I was reading it in the English version, which is not as good mm-hmm. until now, because we've had a new translation done, which we did with Penguin Classics. So if any of your listeners struggle with the Polish version, or they have relatives who or spouses who are English speakers and they want them to share it with them, we actually did a new translation in English, which I think is fantastic. So, you know, that we released that intentionally with the film. When I read it, I thought it was a masterpiece. I thought it was the greatest book about, the peasant's way of life that I'd ever read. And, I thought it was incredibly painterly. The descriptions in the book are just beautiful. I mean, it's a big commitment to read it. It's 1,000 pages, as probably a lot of your listeners know. But if you persevere with it, it is stunningly beautiful. And so it was appropriate for us to do for oil painting animation. But also, I thought the story was very relevant to today. It was very relevant to my life. I recognized those characters growing up in rural England in the 1980s and the 1990s. And, you know, DK growing up in Bytom, you know, had a lot of the same problems, family problems, problems with the community around her. So we felt it was relevant to our lives, but it was also still relevant today, you know. So I was 100%, let's make this. And for me, it was like gold dust, because I'm coming from Britain and every, you know, masterpiece novel has been made into 7 or 8 films.
Yes.
And this has only been made into a film twice before.
Yeah.
First in the 1920s, which is actually lost. There's not a single copy of it, unfortunately, which is a real shame. And then the version that was done in 1970. So, you know, over 50 years ago, and we felt it was time for another version. And also the one from 1970 never traveled outside of Poland. And, you know, this film, you know, now we wanted Raymond's masterpiece to be adapted into a film that could travel all over the world. And we've sold it all over the world. So to every territory. So we're hoping that you know, this will bring not only Raymond's story through our adaptation to the world, but also make people more interested in reading the novel, exploring Polish music and exploring Polish paintings, because the film is using young Poland movement painters, Polish realists. I mean, Helmonski's kind of our talisman, if you like. He didn't start out that way, but mm-hmm. you know, his incredible, beautiful landscapes that he did when he came back from Paris, because he was a huge, successful painter yes. in Paris. And then he moved back to Poland and became very contemplative and went out to the eastern areas, which are now, you know, western Ukraine, and was doing these incredible, like, very, you know, mesmerizing scenes, which really, you know, inspired us for this. So we hope all of those things we can, you know, light interest in those areas, as well as, of course, hoping people just, you know, watch our film, which, as you know, is a pretty hard, fast paced. We have like painted dances, we have fights, we have sex, you know, is nothing like Loving Vincent. We have a lot of, you know, fraught emotions and big battle. We have hand-to-hand battle scenes where the peasants, you know, protect their rights against the local squire. So for all those reasons, you know, we were really excited to bring it to the big screen.
Yeah, it absolutely sounds exciting, and I cannot definitely watch the movie itself. But this is not the only connection, besides of your wife, of course, the Hopi, the peasant, as well. I know you been engaged, co-created The Flying Machine, which actually is about the Chopin music, right?
Yeah, I mean, my first connection with Poland was when I did Peter and the Wolf. So I did that back in 2005 and 2006 in Poland, and it went on to win me an Oscar. And so because of that, I was invited to do a film using the beautiful music of Chopin. So, yeah, I did that. And DK was doing, my wife was doing some paintings for me on that film. She was doing some design paintings for me, and first I fell in love with her, then I fell in love with her project, and we've been doing her incredible oil painting animation style, which, you know, she was the visual kind of visionary for both of the films, and you know, it's been a very exciting journey for me living here in Poland, making these films with her, and I can't wait to make the next one.
You make absolutely beautiful things, and you're a wonderful couple. I love to follow you with your projects and watching the stuff you are doing. What can we wish you for the upcoming holidays and New Year?
Well, peace and fitness. this was very unusual, this film, because we had a studio in Kyiv, and, you know, we were already having some problems because of COVID. We had to shut down twice because of COVID. And when the Ukraine war broke out, we had to close down our studio there, and the financing went down. Really every month since the outbreak of the war has been precarious for us. We were not sure if we were going to be able to complete it many, many times. And we mm-hmm. were working like hundreds of hours a week since March. So DK actually like had to go into hospital for two operations, like after the LA premiere. She turned yellow and mm-hmm. we had to fly her back immediately. Oh. So that was the toll that making this film took on her body. And that's why she's not on this interview and I am. And hopefully you can interview her next year. So it took a really, really tough toll. And we finished the film 5 days before it went in the cinemas in Poland.
Yeah.
Whereas normally it's nice to have a gap of like 3 or 6 months to mm-hmm. plan everything and have a bit of a rest. So it's been super intense. I had 28 flights in the last 2 months.
Oh, my Lord.
Just, you know, running around trying to promote the film. And so we're going to now have a very peaceful 2 weeks. And then, of course, 5th of January, we're going to be back in the US for the Palm Springs Festival and campaigning for the Oscars. You know, it's like we need to be working hard to try and get nominations for the film. So obviously, you know, it's all about getting people to see your film and know about your film. And so we will be back in the US for as long as it takes to for the next 4 weeks, for 4 weeks in January and early February, to do the best we can to promote this film and hopefully get nominated in a couple of categories.
So I do all my best to make people known about your movies, not only the peasants, but in general, especially right now for the peasants. It's very important. I know about that. We are waiting for you in here in Chicago, and I hope we can see movie very soon. Of course, March 10th, we are next to TV, cheering for the movie as well.
Well, the film will be coming out in Chicago on the 26th of January.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's coming out in Chicago on the 26th of January. And I hope that both me and DK will be there for the Chicago premiere, because as I said, it's like a very important city for us. It was our second biggest city in the US for Loving Vincent. And, you know, we really want to come and meet people, bring the paintings, do Q&As. And also we just always had a lovely time in Chicago, you know. Sometimes in other cities it's been tough, but always it's been a pleasure being in Chicago. Sometimes a little cold, but you know about that.
Yeah. Middle and end of January could be really tough, I'm telling you. But exactly. I hope to see you guys. Be my guest, of course, every time you'll be here. That will be so very wonderful. So I wish you all your dreams or your wishes come to true. And thank you so very much for your time. Very appreciated.
Okay, well, happy Christmas and happy New Year to you and all your listeners. And I hope to be connecting with you in the new year with, you know, my wife beside me to be here too.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Hugs for DK. And thank you. Thank you so very much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you very much.
Bye now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.